Queen Serena turned away, unable to watch the cruel exhibition. Gail leaned in close, as if sharing her sympathy, and began whispering so only she could hear.
"It's all right, Serena. Don't worry. Listen to me and try not to show any surprise. Remember our singing blackbird, Ralph? Rab has sent me a message through him. There will be otters waiting in the castle moat today. We will accompany Muta when she takes Truffin for his afternoon nap. Ralph will hang a red cloth on the window nearest the drawbridge to tell Rab we are coming. When we leave here, watch for the window with the red cloth on the sill. That's the one we jump from. When we land in the moat, the otters will take us to safety. Don't look around. Just nod if you understand."
Muta's hoarse bark caused the queen to turn. Truffin could not understand that Muta was being made fun of. They had often played at dancing together. Seeing her dance now made the little fellow chuckle happily. It was a game. He began hop-skipping alongside her, giggling as he clapped his paws together in time to the music. Muta threw back her head and made happy barking sounds, and the two danced wildly, leaping and jigging back and forth. Truffin pulled the cap from Muta's head as she bowed to him and waved it about, jingling the bells and shouting uproariously,
"Faster! Faster! More!"
Nagru flicked the damson contemptuously at Silvermord.
"Well, I see you've managed to make them both happy. A prancing whelp and a jigging badger. Good work. Tell me, who looks the bigger fool now, you or the badger?"
Silvermord flung a wooden bowl at Yoggle.
"Stop playing, you oaf!"
she shrieked. The music ground to a halt. Truffin jangled the cap bells.
"More dances, Uta. Want more dances?"
Taking advantage of the moment, Serena hurried over. Sweeping her little son up, she took Muta by the paw and began leaving the room. Gail joined them.
"Time for Muta to take you for your nap, Truffin. Come on, Mummy and Daddy will go with you."
They were almost at the door when Silvermord called out,
"Halt! Who said you could leave without our permission?"
McGrew idly flicked another damson at his mate.
"Let them go. They're not going anywhere."
Silvermord leaped up, eyes blazing.
"Stop finicking damsons at me, Spot Blotch. I'll say when they can go. You just carry on slopping wine."
McGrew was not one to be insulted. He rose in a hot temper, sending dishes spilling and clattering.
"You feel these claws if you talk to me like that, vixen? If I say they can go, my word is final. Don't try taking your sour mood out on me because your joke went wrong."
All the time the little party was edging farther out of the banqueting chamber, Silvermord grabbed a spear from a captain named Hooktail and pointed it at the foxwolf, screaming,
"Stop those creatures from leaving, now!"
Two more rats, Sourgull and Ragfen, drew swords and leaped up. As Gale pushed the others ahead of him into the hall outside, Serena forgot herself and cried,
"Look on the windowsill, the red cloth!"